Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Kale Sorbo producing today, too. Guys, we have a nice, fun, easy Friday show for y'all. We're going to update you on all the news that's happened and why I think that maybe baseball fans are possibly worse than Swifties. I'll say that. Listen, it's 5 p.m. Do you know where your Shoheis are? We have been tracking a private jet all freaking day that Shohei Ohtani may or may not have been on. We don't know where in the world he is, but we're going to speculate. We're going to find out. Maybe we'll have some sources from Canada call in and let us know where he's at. But guys, thanks so much for joining us here on this Friday. We're going to fack it up. It's the Friday Afternoon Club. I'm not cursing. Not that I'm afraid to curse on the show. All right. We do have some Rockies news. Again, as always, if you're in the comments, you've got questions, concerns, anything that you want to get off your chest, drop it in the comments. We'll address it. That goes for you too, Kale, but you can just chime in whenever. I was like, Kale, do you have anything on your mind? Anything on your heart? And he was like, not baseball related, like just with my regular life. That's all.
Not that the pod listeners aren't fascinated by my life.
Honestly,
I'm sure.
I think they would want to hear it, but I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'm not going to ask you to do that. I would never. All right, guys. So in terms of Rockies news, the Rockies did re-sign Matt Cook, a relief pitcher that we saw a little bit of last season. Thomas Harding first reported that, of course. And a longtime Rocky scout actually was recognized at winter meetings as the 2023 International Scout of the Year. I hope that means we've got some good international kids coming our way. No, but he's been in the organization for a bit, and he's also the fifth scout in franchise history to win this award. He is in the company of current general manager, Bill Schmidt. Yeah. Danny Montgomery also won that award. Bruce Andrew, Pat Doherty. So he is in some company. So, yeah, that's what's going on in the Rockies world. Very freaking quiet. Just like we like it. No, we don't. We don't. Guys, again. Oh, you know what? I should probably pull up our own YouTube show so I can actually see the comments coming in because I cannot read them from this far away right now. Give me a sec. You could make them bigger. You're putting way too much faith in my eyesight. Bigger, bigger. I need it to look like your parents' phone when they read a text. It's like one word per line.
Oh, no, not the giant text on the phone.
My parents don't do that yet. They're not at that point yet, but...
So my mom just made that switch like a month ago, and it was tragic. When I saw it, last time I saw her, I was like, oh, no, we're there.
Oh,
like, we're at the
no.
giant text.
I mean, listen, it's just like a thing that happens with everyone's eyes, I guess. It's so weird. Wow. Will she hate you for bringing that up on On this very widely publicized Colorado Rockies show.
I mean, she might. Actually, she listens to our shows all the time, so I might get a text. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, Justin in the chat. Hello, Justin. Thanks for joining. I see you're a Rockies fan. We love to see that. THTR201 in the chat. Oh, he's running through the back and forth of rumors today. I love the rumors. I love all the gossip. This is basically celebrity gossip, boys. I'm just telling you. So John Morosi did say Shohei's on a flight to Toronto. Bob Nightingale said Shohei is at home in Southern California. Oh, our friend, a Cubs fan here, Shohei is en route to the Windy City. No, that's the only place he's not going. Y'all are crazy. Crazy if you think Shohei's going to the Cubs. Y'all are unfreaking well. All right. You know what? Real fast, I think this would be just like a really great opportunity to shout out our friends at Hero Bread. I am such a new fan of Hero Bread ever since they started partnering with us. It is high protein. It is low net carb. And this is such a great addition to maybe you're trying to change up your diet a little bit, live a little bit fitter. Or, you know, tons of reasons why maybe you might not just want straight carbs. But this is where Hero Bread comes in. And I gotta say, the best thing I can say about this bread is that it just tastes like freaking bread. Tastes like bread. It feels like bread. I have the wraps at home. I make like breakfast burritos with them a bunch. And they stay together. These are all things that we want. These are all qualities we look for in every wrap we have. I will say, okay, yeah, also fewer calories than the leading brands too. You're getting more protein in your bread. So like, listen, we're bulking up. I'm trying to, you know, put a little muscle on. This will be good for me. All right, right now Hero Bread is offering DNVR a 10% discount off the first order. All you have to do is use code DNVR. Head to hero.co, use code DNVR to save that 10%. Again, that's hero.co. to save 10% off today. Today. We got to talk about our friends at Golf Passport too. This is like really cool. Okay, so Golf Passport, this is what they have going on right now. So actually prices are about to go up. So like, listen up, cash in now. So it's Colorado's number one golf discount program. They've been doing this. This isn't new. They've been doing this for 22 years. They're new to me though. More golf, more lessons, more gear, more deals. And you're going to get up to 60% off golf across the state, including the Ridge, Common Ground, Keystone, and more. And a free golf cart is included every time. And you're also getting discounts at the PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Tech, and a bunch of other indoor simulator facilities. We've got a link in the bio if you want to check it out. But listen, weather's going to start to get nicer before you know it. You got to start getting ready to get your golf game on point. So for everything golf news, stories, travel, and tech, follow Colorado Avid Golfer on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, too. But yeah, head to ColoradoAvidGolfer.com and use code DNVR10 to save even more money on top of what they're already offering us. Sounds like a no-brainer to me. Okay, let's get into some baseball headlines because we've seen some transactions, some like moderately big transactions. You know, just not the big one that we're all waiting for. So then free agency can really get going, right? Baseball headlines. Juan Soto, no longer a Padre. Guess what? Neither is Trent Grisham. The two of them traded to the Yankees. Overall, a 7-player deal. Who doesn't love a good 7-player deal during the week of winter meetings? I sure do. But Trent Grisham, Juan Soto, they went to the Yankees. San Diego, in return, gets righties Michael King, Johnny Brito, and Randy Vasquez. And then pitching prospect Drew Thorpe and catcher Kyle Higashioka. So they are in San Diego now. Very interesting, though. Very interesting moves. We're all so fascinated. I just, like, wonder where they're going to put all these guys. Apparently, Bryce Harper, I saw, this is actually just a headline that I saw, and I didn't even look more into it, so that's on me. Bryce Harper wants an extension with the Phillies. He still has another 8 years left on that contract, by the way. He apparently wants to stay in Philly even longer than originally anticipated. That was like a 13-year deal. Like, I'm going to be like in my freaking 40s by the time this contract is over. Or maybe I won't. Maybe he'll just keep getting these extensions until the planet is over. Oh, I see Will in the chat. Will, what's good? The Giants signed a Japanese player. No, not that one. No, not him either. It was a former Tampa Bay Ray. Oh, yeah. Tsutsugo. All right. Yeah. I actually thought that the Giants had like a solid chance at Shohei. I thought they had a solid chance at Yamamoto too. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Scott. Okay. Well, Scott Boras wants an extension for Bryce Harper. Actually, yeah. Scott Boras is that dude. He is that dude. Oh, by the way, I guess we do have like updates in Shohei Watch. I did ask. It's 5 o'clock. Do you know where your Shoheis are? So this is why I've been saying that Shohei fans are crazier than Swifties. Kale, are you ready for this? This like private jet tracker. So the Twitter investigators, all the investigators online, this was posted by this one account that you can see up on the screen. A private jet from Anaheim Airport to Toronto has popped up on flight trackers departing at 9 a.m. Pacific time. This is not a common flight between these two airports is like what the point is. Like, not a lot of people flying specifically from Anaheim, Orange County, so far out of L.A., to Toronto. That's very weird, very niche. One could put together that it could be Ohtani, right? So that's like kind of what we've been hearing all day, that he was supposed to be in Toronto. And now we are not so sure. We've gotten so many mixed reports. The rumor mill is just like absolutely popping. But anyway, this is like basically turned into like Canada versus Los Angeles. I feel like it's gotten a little dicey. But this is a news report from Canada. Do you think we can play this, actually, if it's on Twitter? Yeah. All right, so we're going to play this. This news anchor, morning news anchor in Canada, went on a freaking rant. Let's roll it.
And I appreciate you, man. You're the greatest. But in terms of the person you just heard from, Jerry Harrison Jr., first off, he played for 9 teams in 16 years. Nobody wanted him on their team. Played for the Dodgers for 2 years. I know as much about the Dodgers as Jerry Harrison Jr. Played for them for 2 years. He's an absolute joke. Let's talk taxes. Yeah, we got taxes up in Canada, but California has the fifth highest taxes out of any state in America. Oh, you want to buy a place close to Dodger Stadium? Worst traffic in the world is in Los Angeles. Even if you're 10 kilometers away, it's still gonna take you 8 hours to get to work every day. Weather, yeah, it's cold in Canada a little bit. You know what? Also snows in California last time I checked. And based on what Hollywood has told me, the great earthquake is coming at any point, and you don't wanna be around any part of Los Angeles when that happens. Oh, we're gonna talk about rings. We're gonna talk about titles. Okay, since 1992, who's won more titles, the Jays or the Dodgers? Anyone wanna answer that here?
Jays.
Jays have two, Dodgers have not two. And by the way, you know what? Listening to two national anthems is great. You know why? Because you get to hear the American one and then the better one, which is our national anthem. Shohei Ohtani, we love you. You know what to do. We'll give you your privacy. We'll give you a competitor. We'll give you a controlled environment with a dome. It's renovated. And you're going to get your $600 million, so I hear. Shohei, come home. We love you.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. Wow.
So does my question, first of all, is like Shohei's nickname Shohei to them? Or like, is that their accent? If you're Canadian, please weigh in.
I just need to say, listening to someone so impassioned in a Canadian accent is just the height of comedy. It's just...
Kale, did we have any so audio? I just wonder if, like, people could hear you, like, absolutely losing your shit during that.
I don't think so, but I could not keep myself with a straight face.
You were, like, cracking the heck up. I loved that. I love so that. Yeah, they were roasting the reporter from Sportsnet LA. And so he started with roasting him for not being a very good player, and it just went nuts. I will say, the Canadian national anthem goes freaking hard.
Yeah, Oh Canada slaps. They got us there, but like outside of that,
like it's just like about loving your country, and ours is like, this is a song about a battle and explosions. I mean, that's so America. Is that not what we're all about?
Especially since we play it while fireworks are going off. It's yeah. The best.
Yeah. We just can't get enough freaking explosions. Maybe that's why Shohei wants to move to Canada. Maybe he's like, you know what? I did my thing here in America, and Americans are crazy.
Are you sure? Are Canadians comfortable with the amount of bombs he's about to bring?
Oh. Are we trying to weaponize Shohei Ohtani?
It's like maybe the Canadian government is going to weaponize Shohei Ohtani. You never know.
I love that idea. That is a great idea. Are you serious? guys, again, hop in. We can chat in the comments. I love answering your questions. Appreciate everyone here. But yeah, Shohei watch. It is feisty. We're also getting all kinds of new updates, by the way. Apparently, there was an entire sushi restaurant rented out near Rogers Center tonight. So everyone kind of started to speculate, like, ooh, is this like a dinner to sway Ohtani? And it might not be. This is something that actually I've seen a couple of reports like this. Our very own Mitch Carroll sent this to me just now, a couple minutes ago, a tweet about, this actually comes from someone who works for CBC News up in Toronto. Name is Devin Hero. It could be Hero. I don't know how they say this. All right. But anyway, this person from CBC says that one of their photographers was messaging them from the airport and can confirm that Ohtani was not on that private jet that everyone spent all day tracking like clowns. Okay. It was in fact carrying a Canadian businessman and his family. So Shohei's not even in freaking Toronto right now. All of this for nothing. Also pretty hilarious that, literally, Canadian news had reporters there at the airport just to see if it actually was Ohtani. But good on them for doing their journalistic duty for reporting whether or not he was in Canada. What a freaking whirlwind guy. Oh, and apparently it was a guy from Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec. I don't watch Shark Tank. I don't have like time to watch things that aren't like my own show or baseball. So my apologies to the Shark Tank fandom community. Albert in the chat. Hello. Good to see you. Thanks for joining. While we are. Oh, you know, one more thing before we start shouting out more people. I love this. So obviously this is so. The whole Ohtani watch is so LA versus Toronto right now. The Dodgers apparently asked Joe Kelly if he would be willing to give up his number. He wears number 17. So his wife hopped on Instagram to show Shohei just how willing she is to have her husband give up the number. Because keep in mind, too, baseball wives, baseball families, they're going to buy all the custom gear. So she's got all these Dodgers 17 jerseys, so many of them. If you're watching us on YouTube, she is touring us through these. She's offering up all of her old gear to Ohtani and his family, his friends. But the custom Rhinestone 17 hat, she's got the custom bag, and she's saying in the video, like, oh, I can scratch all the stuff off that says Kelly. She's like, I can scratch out his name on like the, also so funny that Joe Kelly's wife has that iconic like picture of him sticking his tongue out, but like illustrated on her purse that she wears to games. But yeah, she's got The one that she shows last, I think, is the funniest one. She goes through, like, the signature. She's like, we can pretend this is your signature, even though it's my husband's. My favorite one, she has one that just says Zaddy 17. And she's like, I'll still wear this for you, Shohei. Which I think is so funny. So, obviously, Joe Kelly is hilarious. His wife, also freaking hilarious. Yeah, Zaddy 17. She will be a big Shohei fan. I love that they are all getting involved. Everyone's getting involved. I think that's really funny. Also, I mean, just now that we know he's not in Toronto, I was like really all about him going to the Blue Jays. I thought it made sense. Honestly, to me, it made the most sense because I'm like, you know what? I just feel like he is such a sweet man and Canada's full of sweet people. So why wouldn't he just go? And also he plays well at Rogers Center. But he probably doesn't want to move. Why would you want to leave Southern California if you live in, like, one of the most perfect climates in the world? Make it make sense. Thanks, everyone, for hopping in the chat here. Justin, Cody Bellinger will sign Giants. Interesting. XXZenon54, Morosi, biggest sell in history of sports. What do you mean? Tell me more. But, yeah. Morosi definitely got her hopes up with the Shohei Jet stuff. I think our surprise guest is trying to get into Ecamm.
Have her try again. I don't have anything on my
head. Yeah. Close and try again. Yes, we might have an update from a real Canadian, a real news source. And no, it's not Shohei.
How sick would that be? A random Rockies podcast?
Just like, so crazy.
Hey, Shohei, what's up?
He's not given any interviews. Like, just wants his freaking privacy during this time. And we get the interview? No, we actually have Jordan Sicelli. I hope that's actually how she says her last name. But she is a reporter up in Canada. Viral for something because she's hilarious. Oh my goodness. Hello. Are you in Canada right now, Jordan? Welcome to the show.
I am. I'm in Toronto and Shohei is not. So.
How did you find out that Shohei was not in Canada? Were you at the airport waiting for him?
No. So I was working today and I was on the desk waiting, just waiting for any kind of like if there was like any footage, like any news. And I seen the plane land on that tracking app or whatever it is. I think it was a Bob that had it first, a redeeming moment for Bob Nightingale.
A redeeming like, moment, exactly.
Insane. Not who I thought the hero was going to be of today. But that I just found out like everyone else did. I just, so done with how it all turned out.
I have to say, I mean, I feel like I was riding that wave with you guys. I mean, I was like, this is so exciting. What an upset to the trade market if he goes up to Canada. It just made so much sense to me. Also, selfish reasons. I cover the Rockies. I don't need Shohei playing against us 12 times a year.
Yeah, no. I would definitely want him obviously on my team as opposed to being just in my division.
Yeah. I feel like a clown. This is honestly, it's giving Swifty misreading the sign vibes. Can you relate?
Yeah, no. All day we were talking at work about it. I wasn't working in the sports industry at the time when Kawhi Leonard, the whole thing was going on with his him not signing with Toronto, and they were basically relating it to that all day. I'm also not like a big Raptors fan or anything like that. It kind of reminded me of that, how like they followed the MLSC plane to see if he was going to come off the plane, and he didn't. I was giving the same vibe as that.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. That was forever ago, I feel like. My goodness. I mean, what now? If you don't get Shohei, what do you guys do after the nervous breakdown y'all have?
Ugh. I don't even know. I don't even think we're prepared because we were so far in on today that I honestly don't even know anymore. I was saying this just in the car to my boyfriend being like, you know, like if the Dodgers didn't get him, I like obviously it would suck for them. But I feel like now, like after today, if Toronto does not get Ohtani, it's just gonna – it's – it's pathetic, honestly. It's a clown show here. I will say, though, like, great job to the Jays front office for, like, getting this far with it. I did not expect that at all, especially with how last season played off and how it ended. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the rest of the free agents market looks like anymore at this point, because it just isn't really going anywhere right now.
Until oh my gosh. Signs. Honestly, like, I see the distress in your eyes and I'm like, I'm concerned. I'm like really worried about you.
No, like, I was shaking today. I think I ate just like one wrap all day. I didn't eat anything. I didn't know what to do. It was bad for me today, generally.
So. I mean, like, I know, like, we joke, but I'm like, honestly, I would be doing the same thing if a big star was like considering the Rockies, which never happens. Yeah.
It was just insane.
Just insane. All right, so my next question for you, before I let you go, I know you're with your family, it's late where you are.
All good.
I have to know, so you went viral. You go viral all the time, but the one thing I loved that you did, did you eat poutine or a poutine hot dog every a you were like eating something?
Yeah, so the Rogers Center last year announced they were going to have like a poutine dog for just like a poutine dog, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you probably know what a poutine is, right? Fries, gravy, and cheese. But they put that on a hot dog. But I, at the time, didn't eat meat. So I was like, okay, I got to get creative and I got to try to make something here so I could do the poutine dog. So I said I was going to eat one, though, for every home run the Jays hit during the home opener. And they ended up, first off, I go to buy the hot dog and no home runs are hit at that point. I was like, oh, I just feel it coming. Like, let me just get ahead and I'll just buy a bunch of them. Okay. And I was making them myself and just home run after home run at that point. It was like the record for home runs in a home opener for the Blue Jays. I was like, of course this happens when I can't even buy enough hot dogs. So everyone's going to say like, you're a loser. You can't even do it. But it's like, I didn't even have the opportunity. I struck out from the beginning.
Isn't that so fun how like you try to do a funny thing and you're like, oh, this is actually just like a once in a lifetime home opener with all these home runs, and like in your head you have to worry about what people are gonna say. Toxic.
Yeah.
Toxic.
No, legit, like my face the entire time, I like everyone was cheering and I just looked genuinely like miserable because I was like, either like I can't eat the hot dogs, everyone's gonna say you're a quitter. I ended up just like donating some money to charity, to the Jays Care Foundation. Some people were like, that's still not enough. You like, you're a liar. I was like, okay, I don't know what you guys want anymore.
You know why it'll never be enough for some people. And you know why?
Why?
Because you dared to be a woman. How dare you?
That's usually how it goes, right? So.
Do you have any big plans for your Jays coverage next season, whether or not Ohtani is amongst the team?
I have no idea. Honestly, I'm just rolling with whatever comes my way. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for hopping on, especially at the last minute. I appreciate it. Where can we follow what you're up to this time of year?
Honestly, I am just hibernating on Twitter mostly. So just Jordan Ciccelli. Twitter.com or X, whatever it's called anymore. I don't even know.
I refuse to call it X. That means like nothing to me. That letter, I'm like, ooh, follow me on X. What does that mean? It means nothing. It tells me nothing. You talk about a tweet, I know exactly what you mean. Elon's an idiot.
No, exactly. It's just Twitter. It's never driven.
It's just Twitter. All right. Well, enjoy your night. Enjoy the holiday season. And we will check in with you next time you eat something weird.
Sweet. Toodles.
Toodles. Bye. Oh my gosh. I love her. She's so sweet. She's so funny. I've been on the show for a while now. So thank you, Jordan. She's great. So on Ohtani watch too. All right. Real fast. We should. I should know which read I have. Kale, beatbox for me for a second while I stall.
But
I'll beatbox that.
Okay, cool.
You know what? We got to talk about our friends at Hester Gloves. We were talking about them the other day, but oh my goodness. When you're shoveling snow outside, don't ruin your nice ski gloves, okay? You should actually be wearing work gloves because you're doing work. It makes sense. But yeah, Hester gloves, they've got the strongest and they've got really warm gloves too that you can wear. So you're not messing up your nice gloves and using things for like what they are meant to be used for. They are a glove company, though. Hestra only makes gloves, like just the one thing they do. So they do it very well, and they've been doing it for over 85 years, too. So Hestra Job Gloves, these are the ones you have to look for on the website. But Hestra Job Gloves, great fit. You're going to get the dexterity you need. So you can wear them when you're doing yard work this time of year. Obviously, it never stops if you have a yard or a house. Obviously, we're going to have to shovel snow a bunch. But, you know, you can wear them to the tailgate. You can wear them to the hockey game. You can hold your beer in it, and it'll keep the beer a little colder, and it'll keep your hand a lot warmer. So, yeah, they're great year-round, not just this time of year. But high-end materials, so they're going to last longer, too, than, like, if you just pick up whatever glove at whatever home improvement store you're going to. No, get yourself some good gloves. Have some self-respect here. But yeah, fourth generation owned and operated. Their North American headquarters are right in Arvada. So they are their local fam. So go to hestrajob.us and use code DNVRJOB to get 30% off your next purchase. And anyone looking to supply their own team with high quality work gloves at a bulk rate, you guys can email Josh Jacobson at josh@hestrausa.com. So good to know. Use code DNVR, long story short. Sounds good to me. And also, we should talk about Shady Rays, my favorite sunglasses. I probably wear them every day. Take on the sun with gear built to last. And listen, if you are like me and your sunglasses actually just don't last no matter what you do, whether you break them or you lose them, they will replace them, no questions asked. That's the best protection in eyewear we're talking about. Unreal. They're changing the game. I don't know how anyone else is in business when you've got a deal like that. But you can shop the whole collection at the Park Meadows Mall, or you can shop online. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, you can exchange them for a new pair or just straight up return them for free within 30 days. So there is no risk when you shop. I hate risks, so this is why I love them. So here's our great deal for you, our listeners. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. All right, Kale, where did we leave off?
We were talking to her about Shohei stuff, and I think we're still talking about Shohei stuff.
I think that's the only thing we're going to talk about, because no one else is going to do anything big until Shohei just freaking lands somewhere. The rumor is, though, or the understanding, the widely held understanding, is that he is going to make a decision by the end of the weekend, maybe as early as tonight, but maybe not. I just, now that he's not on a plane to Toronto, I feel like it's all the more likely he ends up in LA. LA is beautiful. My move. Why move? All right. Let's talk about a different Japanese free agent that is setting the market on fire. You know, we ask this question a lot. What would you do to land your ideal free agent on your team? People do all kinds of extreme things. According to Andy Martino of SNY, the Mets, a bunch of officials from the Mets flew from New York to Tokyo. That's a 14-hour flight. They had dinner with a small group that included Yamamoto and his mother and Kodai Senga's translator, which I thought was a very interesting move. But Andy Martino is reporting the purpose of the visit was to make it clear the depth and seriousness of the Mets' interest and to give the pitcher a chance to get to know the team and its top executives. It appears to be a success. So this kind of like levels the playing field a little bit in terms of, you know, obviously the Yankees want him too. Yamamoto was trending most of the week. And the Yankees got their Soto. Will they get the Yamamoto part of it? I don't know, because it feels like a move like this could really go a long way. And also just like showing like, hey, you will have someone who is like also from your country to like help you with that adjustment. You'll have a built-in buddy. And like also, you know, knowing that there's, yeah. I think that was a very interesting, but like, wow, who's doing more? You know what? It like reminds me of like, you know, dating advice. Like if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to fly to Tokyo to meet your mother, he would. Very interesting stuff. All right. We'll talk about some old friends. Robert Stevenson, by the way. Robert Stevenson, who used to work here, was in the Rockies organization, was a pitcher with the Rockies, hasn't been for about a year now. But apparently he is a free agent that is drawing some interest. Who would have known? But yeah, he was with the Rays for a lot of last year. Had a .678 whip in 42 games with the Rays. He is 30 years old, by the way. His claim to fame in my life was like, I think that was the first story I ever wrote for DNVR was when Robert Stevenson and, oh my gosh, who was he in the car with? Lucas Gilbreth, when they had COVID and they had to, they had to drive from spring training because they couldn't take the team plane because they had COVID. So they had like a road trip. That was like the first story I ever wrote for our own website. So I just remember it fondly. He'll always be like one of my first Rockies stories. All right. So apparently there's a bunch of rumors floating around about the White Sox wanting to move because their lease is up in a couple of years. A bunch of rumors about this. But with the White Sox in Nashville, and like honestly, there's such a push to get a major league baseball team in Nashville. That is a city that's grown so fast over the past couple of years that could really use another major team, could definitely use one of the major sports. I'm fascinated by this, by the way. But yeah, apparently White Sox executives were meeting with like the mayor of Nashville. This is all like hearsay, but you know, I guess if they want to put a team in Nashville, why not just move a team that maybe isn't doing as well in the city it's in currently? This is all like a rumor, of course. So Vinny from CHGO, he put out a tweet, by the way, a couple days ago. So this is what we know. He had said, on the day Chris Getz was promoted to GM in August, Jerry Reinsdorf addressed Crane's report that he was considering options to move from Guaranteed Rate Field when the lease runs out in several years. Here's what he said. Somebody at Crane's decided he wanted to write that you're looking at the Bears and White Sox lease has 6 or 7 years to go, and the White Sox have some options. They can move out of the city. They might move out of town. They might go to Nashville. That wasn't us. That was a guy at Crane's. Ever since that article came out, I've been reading about that I've been threatening to move to Nashville. That article didn't come from me, but it's obvious. If we have 6 years left, I think that's what it is. We've got to decide what's the future going to be. We'll get to it, but I never threatened to move out. We haven't even begun discussions with the Illinois Sports Authority, which we'll have to do soon. So, rumors. I think I could not imagine the White Sox going anywhere else. I think Chicago is a town that needs a couple of teams. And also, it's so hard to get around in Chicago. I feel like you need one on one side, one on the other. Chicago is very impossible to get around, in my opinion. Oh, Johnny, hello. Welcome in. Will, Otani and his dog are driving across the country in a big truck, talking to locals, feeling the pulse of America, writing a memoir.
And me would be boys.
That would be so great. There's another, Kale, I don't know if you know this rumor about Otani. So apparently there's a thing with his dog. So like when he was on MLB Network, he, you know, was doing this interview with his adorable perfect dog next to him. But apparently he like won't answer questions about like what the dog's name is. So people are saying the dog's name has something to do with the team he's going to choose. Literally baseball coverage has turned into what Taylor Swift fans do.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
But I think it's hilarious. I mean, I think that it's just like a lot of rumors and like a lot of people just like saying whatever they want to say because we've got nothing else to talk about. But it would be pretty funny if Shohei has decided, you know what? I think what Taylor Swift does is amazing and I can pull this off. So I'm going to leave all these little Easter eggs around. That would be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious. Just turn everything into a puzzle.
Shohei Swift. I would be into it. Will, his dog is named Malort. Malort is not only a terrible name for a dog, but a terrible beverage. I haven't actually tried Malort. I just know it like kills everyone.
You've never had Malort?
No, I'm just talking mad shit about it.
We have some upstairs. I'm going to make you try some tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, just buckle up.
Just buckle up. Guys, I think this is my last podcast ever, because it's possible that I die tonight because I'm going to try Malort tonight. All right. Where did we leave off?
I think Tweets of the Week is next.
Tweets of the Week. Let's freaking go. My favorite segment. But Kale, are you ready to show us some tweets on this side of the screen? Thank you. Shohei Ohtani has the chance to do the funniest thing. The funniest thing would be, instead of signing with a major league team, sign with the Savannah Bananas and just have a goofy time. Shout out to Olivia Withright for posting this. I thought this was really funny. Got a genuine laugh. I would actually freaking love that. He's too big to, I don't even think after his career is over, he would go to the Bananas. I don't even think he would. Hey, also, this Ohtani, the process of the Ohtani decision has people literally so mad. I don't know why people are so mad. People are mad. Okay, so I understand both sides of this. I'm going to actually be reasonable for once. Buster only tweeted, Shohei Ohtani's top secret free agency is silly and a missed opportunity for him and the sport. And then at Productive Outs, quote tweeted, furiously filling a diaper in the press room at winter meetings as I chastise the best baseball player on earth for making the biggest decision of his life on his own terms instead of following the script of my fan fiction. I get it. I mean, would it be so much more fun for all of us if Shohei was just super open about where he was going and who he was talking to and who was still in the running? Yeah, like that would be fun, but it's also not about us. Like this truly has nothing to do with any of us. This is just a man interviewing for a bunch of jobs. So this is the biggest decision of his life. He is the best player that exists maybe of all time. And I don't think we need to ask anything more of him. I think he's done enough for us. That's my official take on Shohei's free agency. Maybe my opinion will change if this goes on any freaking longer. Because it could. Oh my gosh, if this goes on any longer, what am I going to do? Before I let you guys go, I want to mention Breckenridge Distillery. Our great friends at Breckenridge Distillery. They make the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. What more could you love? They also have a new vodka right now commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmet, the Broncos Blizzard. We love a sports-themed vodka. They're also considered the world's highest distillery. They've been around since 2008. American-style whiskey. They've got blended bourbon. They've got a high rye mash. This is some really good stuff, okay? And Breckenridge Bourbon is one of the most highly awarded craft bourbons in the United States. More than just award-winning spirits, too. They have an immersive guest experience. They have an award-winning restaurant, and you get amazing cocktails at the restaurant. And maybe, okay, I don't know. Sometimes I'm lazy. Most times I'm lazy, and I don't feel like making myself a cocktail. Reiki Seltzers. They are made with Breck spirits. It's not like the whatever stuff that other companies might make their seltzers out of, who knows, but Reiki seltzers are made with Breck spirits. We have them at the bar here too, so there you go. You can try Breckenridge Distillery at all of our Broncos tailgates, at our watch parties. We've got curated cocktails here at the bar featuring Breckenridge Distillery. But you can find You can find this stuff in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. I pray anywhere. And listen, we're going to round it out. Mention Breckenridge Brewery, too. No relation. But the beer of the month here right now is the Christmas Ale. You can get a pint of it for $6 at the bar. They've got a beer for every occasion, too. But by the way, Kale, I don't know if you realize the like alcohol content on the Christmas Ale is like 7%.
7.25. And they sell them in, they pour them in 16-ounce pours. So it's a value bargain as well.
It's a bargain. Listen, we're all struggling this holiday season. Gifts are very expensive. Come get a cheap beer that will, you know, it'll do work.
Have three of those and then just be good for the night.
Drink responsibly. Take an Uber here. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to take a look at the comments. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for hopping in. I appreciate it. We're going to keep an eye on this. You're going to see it on the DNVR Twitter, I promise, the second we find out where Shohei's going. Let me check the trending topics just one more time. Ooh, why are the Rockies trending? Someone tweeted, I will never get over the fact that the Rockies are still paying the Cardinals $5 million a year for taking Nolan Arenado off their hands. That's right. I love when people don't know about the Rockies and then they see something the Rockies are currently up to and they're like, why are they doing this? Why do you think I get migraines? Like, yeah, pretty funny. Pretty funny. No. Yeah, we have one last sweep of the Ohtani tab that I have open. Merriam-Webster tweeted, we can confirm that Shohei Ohtani is not at the Merriam-Webster citation archives. This is the new meme. We can confirm that Shohei is not blank. I can confirm that Shohei is not here at the DNVR bar or here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel, but wouldn't it be cooler if he was? Guys, we've got some really fun stuff going on. We also have right now, currently, we have a sale going on for our diehard memberships. We like never put memberships on sale. I think we've only done it one other time. But this is your time now to snag a deal for the next year of your life. You're going to get 20% off all of our party buses and our tailgates, 15% off your whole dang bar tab here. And hell, we'll throw in a free shirt. Why not? So head to thednvr.com. Get on getting that diehard membership. That's just my personal suggestion. Also, makes a great gift. Makes a great gift that you can send to someone that you don't actually have to, like, send them anything. You can email it to them. I don't know. I like gifts like that. That's what everyone in my family is getting. Stuff that I can email. That's not true. I know I'm going to buy them some. I don't know. Guys, I'm just stressed about holiday travel. Okay. And no, I will not be answering any questions in the chat about like my stockings or like my feet or or any of that. So reel it in. Reel it in, guys. All right. Kale, I think we're going to wrap it up. We got Nuggets tonight, right?
Nuggets tonight, baby. What? 7 o'clock against the Rockets.
What's going on with the Nuggets game tonight and the Nuggets show? Where are the guys?
They should be here soon, so okay. We'll see. Yeah.
Damn. Do we know if the ring arrived?
I've been told the ring is actually happening tonight, so.
Like the Shohei situation, I will believe it when I see it.
As will I.
If they open that box and it's a freaking ring pop in there, I don't know. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
At Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
With two L's. Guys, you can follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. You can follow all the latest baseball news and Rockies updates at DNVR_Rockies. And Kale, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, fuck it, we ball. All right, guys, we will be back right here on Tuesday, I think. Check your local listings. Check our Twitter. You'll be updated. But yeah, until then, have a great weekend. Hopefully next time we talk, Shohei has signed somewhere. Have a great weekend, guys. See ya.
Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.